In response to relentless criticism of the SAT exam, College Board, the corporation behind the exam, announced that major changes will be implemented in 2016. As current high school freshmen will be the first to take this newly formatted exam, the proposed changes have drawn controversial opinions from Jericho High School teachers and students alike.
Among these changes include a more practical vocabulary section, an optional essay, and digital tests will become available.
The SAT format have especially impacted private tutors who help students prepare for this exam. SAT and ACT tutor Heidi Fisher explains,
I mean, I think all tutoring companies are going to be in kind of the same boat. We're all going to have to use whatever test prep materials the SAT releases. We're going to have to also develop our own, I'm sure. And we're just not going to have a lot at the beginning, and we'll have to be really creative. I think in terms of how I teach, obviously vocabulary now, much less of an issue, so all those flashcards students had to learn aren't going to be as much of a problem or won't be studied at all. The essay now is apparently going to be much more analytical, in which students have to respond to a prompt and analyze an actual passage. So I actually think that's probably one of the better changes I see. And so that means I can actually teach more writing in a creative way and, you know, responding to an essay persuasively.
One major reason for this change in format is due to competition between College Board and the ACT. Fisher explains,
the SAT is, for good or for bad, now becoming a bit more like the ACT, more straightforward, fewer distractors. So I think it will probably become more attractive. You know, it was already, but the number of students taking it will probably up again. Right now, the ACT is actually slightly ahead of the SAT in pure numbers in the country. This might even that out.
Another reason the SAT is changing is due to its misrepresentation of the students' academic ability. English teacher Mr. Romano agrees.
Whenever I see an article about the SAT, I read it with great interest because the SAT carries a lot of weight. There are two schools of thought. The first one holds that the SAT is a pretty good indicator of success in college. The other school of thought is that the only thing that doing well on the SAT proves is that a student can do well on the SAT, and that it's not a predictor of a student's success in college. I know colleges use the SAT to winnow the pool of applicants, but really the true indicator of success in college is how hard a student is willing to work.
As they have already gone through the process of SATs and ACTs, seniors at Jericho High School share their opinions about the changes to come in 2016. Senior Jenny Berman explains how she believes current freshmen will be impacted by the new exam.
I think that they get a good advantage and also a disadvantage because they have to totally go through completely new test prep and everything, but it seems like the test might be a little bit easier, at least a basis of like what people know in school, so that would give them the advantage too.
As the current SAT is considered an overwhelming process for many students, College Board hopes that the new changes will make the test less stressful. Berman explains,
it puts a lot of pressure on students to be sitting in a testing room in a lot of times a foreign school they've never been to for 3 hours sitting there taking a test, and it can be a stressful experience and it's totally draining for the student, and I don't really know if that's a fair way of gauging how smart or whatever a student is.
After hearing the news of the new changes, many are supportive of the new vocabulary section and the optional essay. Freshman Priyanka Mehta agrees.
The vocab will be easier. I think that will help a lot. And I think a lot of people will still do the essay because some colleges might want to see it. So it might be a little easier.
English teacher Mr. Romano agrees.
There is nothing wrong with challenging students with difficult vocabulary words, but sometimes the words are so arcane and abstruse that a reader might encounter them only rarely. It would be better to test it with challenging words that, as an educated person, a student should know. I have not been a fan of the essay on the SAT. Students have just 25 minutes to write the essay, so the best a student can produce is a good first draft. I like the idea of a document-based essay with more time to write it, and I think it should be mandatory.
In addition, students seem to be in favor of the exam being offered online. Mehta explains,
I think it's good, because I personally like working on the computer much more than writing. It kind of keeps me more concentrated on a device, I guess.
Overall, we hope these changes serve to benefit future students and wish all students preparing for the standardized test the best of luck. This has been Sammy Stein and Marty Rose Shanker, Jericho News.